Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God. Let's stay rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God through Jesus our Lord and Savior. Good evening, my loves. Thank you for joining me on another episode of God's Rooted Message. I pray everyone is feeling blessed and highly favored on this worship in the Lord Wednesday. I worship my Father because He's continued to reveal more His will. He's continued to show me the deep and essence of His purpose. Hallelujah. I worship Him in spirit and truth because He's guided me in the spirit and He allowed me to walk in the truth in the physical. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just worship my Father and I adore Him. Heavenly Father, I just come to you saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. I ask you to touch me and everybody that's under the sound of my voice from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord God. Shed your blood over us. Heal and strengthen us, Lord God. Allow us to go deeper inside of you, Father God. Father God, we long to know more about you. We long to know about your will. We want to know what you created us for, Father God, but we cannot do it without you. We thank you for sending Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to redeem us, Father God. Give us the strength to walk in redeemed mind. Hallelujah. Redeemed heart, hallelujah, and a redeemed will to walk in who you called us to be, Father God. We know we're not perfect, so forgive us for anything that we have done that's outside of your will, Father God, but give us the faith to walk in your will when it looks like we're going in a crazy way, when it looks like we're going opposite of what you called us to do, Father God, but you know what's best for us, and we trust you, and we surrender everything to you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. Hallelujah. Who knows that our Father is good? Hallelujah. You just have to believe that He will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Today's title is called In It Through Purpose. Hallelujah. We have to realize that anything that we are in, when we say yes and we surrender our will for God's will, that we're in it through purpose. Hallelujah. Sometimes it looks crazy, like things is not going the way it's supposed to be. But when you're in God's will and you surrender and God is walking in you, He's living in you and walking inside of you, everything that you do have a purpose. Everything that you do have a meaning. Even when it looks crazy, even when it looks like things is dying around you, hallelujah, but God still lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And all this week, we've been focusing on the phrase, where you live, I live. Where you be, I be. Hallelujah. Just like Elijah, the Shamanite woman, said to him, as the Lord lives and your soul live, I will not leave you until you come bring back to life my son. Hallelujah. So today, we're going to be in Ruth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ruth is just an interesting story. If you just want to read Ruth, it's only four parts of the chapter of Ruth. Hallelujah. But it's so much depth inside of it. And I'm going to take from 1 and 2. I'm going to read Ruth chapter 1 and chapter 2. Hallelujah. But I want you to go back and read all of it and just take it and just see where it is in your life. Because one thing my Father is showing me, every time we read the Word of God, every time you go back to it, it have deeper understanding, it have deeper meaning, hallelujah, and it relates to you. And I'm going to start in Ruth 1, and I'm going to start at verse number 16, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to start at verse number 16, and that one is at the beginning, before you get to verse number 16, is speaking about how Ruth, Naomi's husband, and her two sons died, and her daughter-in-law, Ruth, hallelujah, Oprah, hallelujah, how she told them to go back to their homes, and they said no, they were not going back. But then Oprah ended up saying that she was going back. I'm going to start at actually 14. And it's saying they lifted up their voices and wept again, and Oprah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her, and she said, behold, your sister-in-law, hallelujah, your sister-in-law gone back to her people and to her God. Return you after your sister-in-law. So Naomi was telling her, because she said, I'm old. I can't give no more children. I can't give you no husband. Because one thing we need to understand, when back in the older days, when a wife husband died, hallelujah, they would give them off to the next of kin, the next male child, to bring up an inheritance if they didn't have any children, to bear a child for them. So so they can receive the inheritance, so their name will still live on. And she said, I'm too old, and even if I did, would you wait for the child to get old enough to give you a seed? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Oprah thought about it, and she went back. She kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. Hallelujah. She said, she is going back into her God, into your sister, and she told her to go back with her. She went back to her people and to her gods. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But it was something about Naomi that Oprah didn't want to leave. And it's saying, Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you or to return from following after you. For where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Where your people shall be, your people shall be my people and your God, my God. Hallelujah. She say, I'm not going back from you. Hallelujah. She say, entreat me not. Don't force me to go back. Hallelujah. To leave you or to return from following after you. Hallelujah. See, because Ruth seen Naomi, seen the God in Naomi. One thing we need to understand is that sometimes people go through things where they not really feeling God like they used to. But people have seen the God inside of you. People have seen the truth of God in your life, that God really lives in your life, and that it's something about the God that you serve that bring transformation to your life. Even when you're going through a situation where it looks like everything is going the wrong way, hallelujah, but it's always perfect. In it through purpose, hallelujah. You are in the situation you in because you're going through purpose, hallelujah. Every situation you face, they have a part is included in the purpose of God, hallelujah. Even when it looks like everything is going topsy-turvy, like nothing is going right, she say, from following after you, and where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will go. So she say, where you go, where you live, I will lodge. Your people shall by me be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, will I die, and there will I be buried, and the Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts you and me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, see, I want to really just focus in on this, because we have to realize with death, she was saying death, like when you die, wherever you die, that's where I'm going to die. Hallelujah. But we have to look at it like this. In actuality, we never know where a person going to die at. You're not going to die the same way everybody else die. Hallelujah. Even if you have cancer, and someone else has cancer, y'all have the same particular cancer, hallelujah. Y'all gonna die different ways, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's gonna be different things. You know, that was the thing that they say killed you, hallelujah. But it was your time to go, hallelujah. And it was a certain way that God allowed you. Some people see their family and everybody and be around everybody before they leave. Some people just die alone. They don't have nobody. They just go through the different diseases on their own, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But she said, where you die, will I die, hallelujah. But we have to look at it in a spiritual way. One thing we have to realize, I said in Colossians 3, hallelujah, I'm going to go to it right quick. In Colossians 3, it talks about when he dies, we die, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Colossians 3 and 3, it say, when we are dead with Christ, hallelujah. Colossians 3 and 3, it say, for you are dead and your life is hidden with Christ in God. It say, for you are dead. So she say, where you die, I die. One thing we need to understand, that Naomi had to die a little bit more. Naomi had to get out of her flesh and out of her will, hallelujah, because I'm going to come back up to it and I'm going to continue reading. It say, and she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her. Then she left speaking to her, and so they two went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass when they were come to Bethlehem that all the city was moved about them. And they said, is that Naomi? And she said to them, call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord has brought me home again empty. Why then call you me Naomi, saying the Lord has testified against me, and the Almighty has afflicted me? So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabite, her daughter-in-law, with her, which returned out of the country of the Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of the barley harvest. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So she say, where you die, I die. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We need to understand that she had to go to the death where she wasn't looking at the situation, because Naomi was so bitter at the situation. She say, don't call me Naomi, call me Mar, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly against me. She said that God testified against her because she left out full and she came back empty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. She left out full. When she left, she had her husband. She had her children. See, sometimes when we lose things and we lose different situations, we feel like that we are empty now. Hallelujah. We feel like we have nothing else left. Hallelujah. When death come around, hallelujah. When he lives inside of you, you're always full, hallelujah. Sometimes we be so dependent on the people that's leaving. We have to face the fact that everyone is going to leave here, hallelujah. See, I don't want my family and my people to be so connected to me when it's time for me to leave that they mourn so much. No, continue to live because I'm called to go to certain places. I'm called to take my last breath and go to my heavenly Father, hallelujah. But I'm also called to serve him on earth, hallelujah. And I'm called to die daily, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So if anybody's following me to follow God, they're going to see death aside of me daily, hallelujah. They're going to see more of me dying and more Christ coming alive, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because I'm trying to walk into who I was purposed to be, who I was created to be, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I no more one longer want to live the old Crystal, but I want to live who God created me to be, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's been situations where I felt like God testified against me, hallelujah, because God called me to do something. He sent me somewhere full, but she said she came back empty. One thing we need to understand, that the only way he can continue to pour more oil into you if you're empty, hallelujah. That's why sometimes you have to come and just lay at the Father's feet. It's times when I'm doing the ministry that God called me to do, and I'll be full. And then I come back, and I just be so empty. That means I have to lay at my Father's feet, hallelujah. He has to fill me up. He has to show me that he's not testifying against me in a bad way. When she say the Lord has testified against me, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. She said that she came back empty. Why did they call me Naomi, seeing that the Lord testified against me? Hallelujah. When we talk about testifying, when Jesus talked about the testifying of the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, the testifying of the Holy Spirit was telling who he was from the beginning. And when you talk about testimony, a testimony is telling who you are. What is the meaning of you? And John 15 and verse number 26, it says, but when the Comforter is come, there, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, he shall testify about me. And you shall also bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So this is something that's talking about Naomi and Ruth, too, if we look at it. Because he said, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, when it comes, it shall testify about me, and it shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. See, Ruth had been with Naomi. She'd been with her from the beginning of the death. We don't know exactly how long her children was married. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I have work on that, but it don't. We're not talking about how long they was married, but she was with them from the beginning of the death. She was there from the beginning of the father's death and when the sons died. Ruth was there with Naomi. She was there to bear witness. She was there to go through the emotions and show her how much she felt and how she felt about losing her husband, the one that she was the one to become one with, the one that was supposed to lead and guide her. See, Naomi was supposed to follow her husband, because they say a husband's supposed to love their wife like Christ loved the church, hallelujah. And then her sons is the ones that was supposed to cling to their wife and leave their mother and father, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So her sons, who was to bring back the inheritance, hallelujah, they had died along with the husband. So she said that God has testified against her, hallelujah. But one thing we need to understand, that Christ is our husband, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Even when we lose everybody else, hallelujah. When Jesus was talking to the Samaritan woman in John 4, and he was talking about her having six husbands, hallelujah, and he said none of them were your husband, none of those people that you cling to, hallelujah. But when we go to Isaiah, I believe it's 53, it talks about that Christ is our husband, talking to the barren woman, hallelujah, that never bore a child. He said, Christ shall be your husband, the Lord shall be your husband. We need to realize that he's our husband. So the Spirit of Truth testifies, the Spirit of Truth tells you who you were from the beginning. So Naomi had Ruth, who followed her. We follow Christ. Naomi, Ruth said, I follow you. Wherever you go, I go. And it was testifying to her about the beginning. By Ruth following Naomi, this is testifying by her about the beginning. It's making her go through all the emotions, because she felt like Ruth and them should leave. I have nothing else to offer you, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I have nothing for you. But Ruth said, I'm going to still follow you, because you have a God that has love. You have a God that's transforming, hallelujah, because I've seen how God had transformed you through the process of all the things that he was doing before you lost what you lost. See, sometimes when we lose stuff, when things die in our life, not just people dying naturally, but situations dying, different things that you had hope and dreams, and when it dies, it seemed like something inside of us make us feel like we empty, like we're not totally full, hallelujah. But see, when you got God, people that have been around you and seen the God, the fullness of God in your life, they will continue to follow because they want to see the transformation. They want to bear witness of all the things that happened from the beginning, the things that happened in the middle, and the things that happened in the end, because it's all for a purpose. There's certain people that are supposed to see you in every emotional stage that you go through, hallelujah. It's people that's supposed to be there. You might be empty right now. You might be bitter. You might feel like the Lord is against you, but he will never leave you nor forsake you, hallelujah. And God is going to connect you with people to let you know that God is here for you, hallelujah, if you just trust and believe, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So they returned back, and it was the beginning of barley harvest, hallelujah. They turned back when it was time for harvest, when it was time to go out there and do the work and pluck up the things that they had sown, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So now God is sending you into a season when you grab it and you taking a harvest of what you have sown, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, and he's taking you to the harvest. And when we go to Ruth number 2, Ruth chapter 2, and we're going to start at verse number 8. Hallelujah. This is after they had got there to Bethlehem, and she had went out to reapers to follow to get a harvest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She went to glean in the fields, and she went into Boaz's field. Boaz was a kinsman of them, a kinsman redeemer of her husband. And the kinsman redeemer is someone that can come and marry and bring up a child to make the inheritance, to let the name live on. Hallelujah. Because it's something about a name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The name of the man. The name continues to live on with a child. Hallelujah. And if we understand that Boaz was the father of Obed. Obed was the father of Jesse, and Jesse was the father of David. Christ came out of the throne of David. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we need to just understand that. And it all came from Judah. Judah's son, Perez, that he had with his daughter-in-law, Tamar. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it's something about the daughter-in-law. Tamar was Judah's children, his oldest son's, his oldest son's wife. Ur was wicked in the eyes of God, so God killed him. And then Judah gave Tamar to his second son, but his second son came inside, did not want to come inside her and bring up the name of his brother, because he knew he wasn't going to be able to raise his name up. So he didn't come inside of her, but he spilled it on the floor, and it was wicked in the eyes of God, so God killed him. Hallelujah. And the youngest son, he told her to become a widow and keep on clothes where nobody would want her until it was time for the oldest son. But when the oldest son got old enough to marry her, he did not give him, but he gave her to someone else. So when Judah's wife died, hallelujah, Tamar went in as a harlot and put on clothes, and Judah made an agreement with her for him to lay with her and come inside of her, and she became pregnant, hallelujah. But she took off the harlot clothes and put back on the widow clothes. But when they found out that she was pregnant, hallelujah, they wanted to kill her, but she had Judah's signet ring and his belongings to keep it, because she knew what she was doing. It was all in God's purpose, hallelujah. And she gave him twins, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And one of the twins is what came out and had Boaz, and it's a lineup, and you just read that in 4, hallelujah. But when we go to Ruth number 2, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. So it's a meaning for everybody in the family. Hallelujah. Who are you and the purpose that you're in right now? Ruth chapter 2, verse number 8. And this is after Boaz asked him who she was. Then said Boaz to Ruth, "Hear you not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from here, but abide here fast by the maids. Let your eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go you after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch you? And when you are thirsty, go to the vessels and drink that which the young men have drawn. Hallelujah. Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said to him, why have I found grace in your eyes that you should take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? And Boaz answered and said to her, it has fully been shown me all the things that you have done to your mother-in-law since the death of her husband, and how you have left your father, your mother, and the land of your nativity, and came to the people which you knew not before. Hallelujah. He said, it has been made known to me. Hallelujah. She said, how did you take knowledge of me? She was overwhelmed. How did you take knowledge of me, and I am a stranger? He said, it has been made known. It has been shown to me. See, some of you things have been shown to people what you are doing. Hallelujah. You have left everybody. Say, you left your mother, your father, your country. Hallelujah. You have been with Naomi, your mother-in-law, since the death of her husband, since her mourning. You've been there for her. Hallelujah. And you came to people you knew not before. Hallelujah. You went and you followed where God called you to go, and went to people where you knew not before, because you was following the voice of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because you knew it was people that was going through mourning. It was people that was bitter. It was people that was hurt, and God called you to come and touch. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because it's a purpose. It's all for a purpose. Hallelujah. What is the purpose that God has you in? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Follow the voice of God in purpose. Follow him to where he's calling you to go. Hallelujah. Thank you. It don't make a difference if you knew nobody or not. When you first came out of your mother's womb, you knew nobody. You didn't even know your mother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You didn't know your sisters and brothers. You had to get to know them. Hallelujah. You had to understand their personalities. Hallelujah. Most times, sisters and brothers fight and argue all the time, because I know me and my sisters and brothers did, because we didn't know each other. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We didn't like each other at times, but we loved each other. Hallelujah. A lot of people, you argue and fight with, you love them, but you don't like them. Have you ever loved somebody but couldn't stand them? You love somebody, but you didn't like them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because you didn't know the in-depth of them. You didn't know them from the beginning. You didn't know the things that they've been through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You was like forced to grow up. Hallelujah. But see, this was Naomi and Ruth. They wasn't forced. She wasn't forced into that family. She loved her husband. Hallelujah. And she began to love Naomi because she seen the God that was in Naomi. She seen how Naomi trusted God. That's why she say, where you go, I go. Where you die, I die. Hallelujah. Because I know you need to die some more. Hallelujah. See, some of us need to die more to our own will and come alive in God. Hallelujah. Because it say, when you are dead, you are with Christ in God. Hallelujah. We need to die to our own will daily and be with Christ inside of God. Hallelujah. So we can follow him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He say, whoever is my disciple, take up your cross daily and follow me. Are you following him? Are you trusting him? Are you believing him for what he said, that he will never leave you nor forsake you? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You just have to trust and believe. Hallelujah. He say, you was with her. You came where you was known not before. The Lord composes your work, and a full reward be given to you of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings you are now come to trust. He said, the Lord is rewarding you of your work. Hallelujah. A full reward shall be given to you from the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings you are now come to trust. Because you follow behind Naomi, because you follow behind the Lord God, because you trust him. It says, without faith, it's impossible to please God, that he's reward of those who diligently seek him. See, God is going to reward you because you diligently seek him. You have faith. You trust God because you have come under his wing, because you are following him. You are following his voice. You have following the understanding when you confess with your mouth that Jesus is your Lord and Savior and believe that God rose up from the dead, and you start building on a personal relationship. You start studying. You start praying. You start saying, God, reveal yourself to me. Show me who you are in different situations. You beginning to trust in him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's why you looking at the person that's going through the bitterness and say that God is not with them. And you say, I will not leave you, because I'm going to love you, and I'm going to walk in faith for you right now. I'm going to trust God for you right now. Just like I'm following you because I followed you, follow God. Now I'm going to let you never leave you nor forsake you. You just have to continue to trust. You have to trust and believe. Then she said, let me find favor in your sight, my Lord, for that you have comforted me and for that you have spoken friendly to your handmaid. Hallelujah. Though I be not to one of your handmaids. She said, let me find favor in your sight. She had already found favor. She said, you comforted me. The Lord comforted. You have been spoken friendly to me. Christ said to his disciples in John 15, I call you not servant, but I call you friend, because I tell you everything that the Father says. He just confronted her and told her everything that the Father said for her following and not leaving, not going back to what she used to. See, you can't go back to what you used to, but you got to continue to go forward. See, God is trying to take you to a new place, a place you've never been to before. And he wants you to go there, follow his voice because you trust in him. He comforted you. You know he's the one that rewards you, and he's going to take you where you need to go. And Boaz said to her, at mealtime, come here and eat of the bread, and dip your morsel into the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers and reached her parched corn, and she did eat, and was sufficed and left. And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, let her glean even among the sheaves, and reproach her not, and let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them, that she may glean them, and rebuke her not. Hallelujah. And I'm going to stop right there. He say, drop some more on purpose. Drop extra and don't rebuke her. See, one thing we need to understand that in it through purpose. When you in purpose of God, God is going to drop extra and nothing is going to rebuke you. Because you walking and you following God. Rather Ruth Noodle, now she was walking in purpose of God's will from when he had Judah and pregnant Tamar. It was a purpose. It was a purpose behind all that. And Judah was Jacob's son. And Judah was the one that Jacob promised that our Lord and Savior was going to come to. So one thing we need to understand, everything happened for a purpose. You part of the bloodline. You part of the heritage. You part of the purpose of what God spoke when he spoke to Jacob, Abraham, and Isaac. You have a purpose in there. A lot of things is happening. A lot of people that you're connected to and a lot of things that you're doing that look like God is bitterly against you. You could be the Naomi in this situation where you think God is against you. Or you can be the Ruth in this situation where God is going to help you build somebody else's faith by you walking out there. Because you follow, because you've seen somebody. You've seen God in somebody else's life. Because you say, God, show me that you're real. And God showed you that he was real through somebody else's eyes by letting you see it physically because he know that's what you needed. He knew you couldn't understand or comprehend it too much in the spirit. So he had to show you physically, and then he's going to start showing you deeper and spiritually. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because you came from serving under God, other gods. You came from worshiping idols. You came for believing not the truth. So he had to show you physical because he showed it to you through Naomi. And then he showed it to you by you following and showed you and had you come into contact with somebody and let you know that God is rewarding you because you trusted him. You came under his wing. He's your protection now. And he will never leave you nor forsake you. I thank you for joining me on God's Rooted Message tonight. I pray you was encouraged tonight. I pray you go and read your words and know that God is there, that he's going to reward you. Just continue to follow where he tells you to go. Sometimes it seems like God is against you, but he's not. God got a purpose and an answer for everything. And when God tells you to speak, speak, because it's a reason, and it's ears hear. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the church and go deeper. You are somebody, and God loves you, and he want to use you. Nothing that you have done too much where God won't use you. If you feel like you have done too much, repent and ask God to forgive you, and you are forgiven. Repent with a sincere heart and ask God to use you and show you who he is. I love you. God loves you more. Love harder and pray for harder. Hug, love, my love.